While I was at convocation with many other priests, one of them told me a true story about the conversion of a man. He converted to the Catholic faith from Protestantism, but as he was attending Mass and learning more about the Catholic faith, he was open to whatever gifts God might give him while he was at Mass. And God did give him a great gift. God granted this man a vision, and he was so overwhelmed with this powerful vision that he had to share it with the priest. So he went to the priest and he said, "Father, you're not going to believe this." "Oh? You were not the only one up there at the altar at Mass today. There were a bunch of angels and saints there with you." "That would be correct." The priest wasn't surprised at all by that, because we know that at Mass, we are surrounded by the angels and the saints. This man's vision was similar to that of St. John from our first reading, where there was a great multitude surrounding the throne of God and the Lamb, worshiping them. And that's a lot like what we do at Mass, where we worship God the Father and we worship the Lamb, that is, Jesus Christ. In fact, we refer to Jesus as the Lamb of God present in the Eucharist at every Mass. Heaven and earth are united through Jesus Christ as we celebrate Mass. And the whole church worships God together, whether those members be the members of the church triumphant in heaven or members of the church of the pilgrim church here on earth. We all celebrate the one Mass together. In fact, we already sang the Gloria, which is the song of the angels at the birth of Jesus. And later we're going to sing the Holy, 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 which is the song of the angels and saints worshiping God in heaven, as recorded in the book of Isaiah and the book of Revelations. But how is it that heaven and earth meet each other? How is that possible that the two come together at Mass? Well, it happens through Jesus Christ. Jesus is both God and man. And as God, he is outside of time. He is beyond time. He's not limited by time. But yet Jesus Christ also entered into time when he became man. And when he ascended into heaven, he took his humanity with him up into heaven. And so he also takes up all the things that he had done in time with him into eternity. And so for all eternity, Jesus is offering himself to God the Father. And the saints in heaven are with him. And they are uniting their selves to him, offering him within them to God the Father forever in heaven. And we get to participate in that because it's the same offering of Jesus Christ that's made present to us here at the altar through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so the saints are with him, and they are participating in his eternal gift of himself. And we are united to Jesus through the celebration of the Mass, but also through Holy Communion. Through Holy Communion, we become a member of his mystical body. And through becoming a part of him, we are also united with all the saints. It makes sense, then, that this man who was on the conversion to Catholicism would then see the priest surrounded at the altar with angels and saints. God revealed this reality of the union of heaven and earth and the communion of the saints that is truly present with us here at Mass to help this man with his conversion. And so let us prepare ourselves to be united all the more to Jesus Christ and through him to all the angels and saints in heaven.